670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Definitely. I mean, look, of all positions, being a quarterback is not just the physical part, not just the mental part, the emotional part, everything that goes into it. And sometimes it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes moments like that for it to kind of come to fruition.
So that was Brian Hoyer yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. He was answering a question about J.J. McCarthy, the level of belief that a team has in a quarterback. And we cut out the first part of his answer, but the first part of his answer was about Brady. He's like, there's the greatest of all time at not just playing quarterback, but having belief in the huddle and in a locker room is Tom Brady, because he did it. And you made the point earlier today, Keith. He did it almost right away.
Yeah.
Won his first start.
It didn't take long.
I forget exactly where their Chargers game was early on in his first year as a starter in 01. I think it was September. If it wasn't September, it was early October. So he got that belief quick. J.J. McCarthy, first start, win. First start, come from behind, win. And he was an important factor in that. They ran the ball well. They played defense and shut down what the Bears were doing. So he wasn't the only reason they came back. But he was a big, big factor in that comeback. So already he has some of that belief in the locker room. And I just don't know how you could have it in Drake May. You might like him. I think his teammates do seem to like Drake May. And you might be a popular teammate. But does he have the belief in the locker room when he piles up loss after loss after loss? And maybe people were even willing to give him, and I mean his teammates, maybe they were willing to give him some wiggle room going into the opener this year. And now you go out and you lose the Raiders game. You play the way you played. We talked to Taylor Kyles earlier today from CLNS. He put most of the blame on May for missing plays that were there and not playing well in the first game. I'd imagine there are guys in that locker room who are now second-guessing it and going, all right, do we believe in this guy? And there's only one way to do it. You got to go out and do it on the field.
Yeah, because I think liking him and respecting him and all that is a good place to start. But then you can only really accomplish that true belief if you've been there, done that, I think. Right, like if you're in the locker room, it might be a good question for Wiggy, who played with like a lot of different quarterbacks in his career, right? Like I'm sure it took, and not just Brady, right? Like he played for Jake DeLone, played with Dante Culpepper, he played with a bunch of different guys. And I would assume once you see them do it in that moment, you're like, it doesn't mean they do it every time, right? It doesn't turn into David Ortiz where you're like, all right, he's just, every time he's going to come through. But like, I've seen it before. It can happen again. Gives the whole team confidence. So Drake May does not have a fourth quarter comeback in his career.
No.
And fourth quarter comeback is also
one win.
Right.
But he's left games and they've won when he left.
Correct.
Yeah.
But like a fourth quarter comeback also isn't the craziest thing in the world. This isn't, I'm not even talking about like a final drive.
No.
This is just you're down the fourth. You have 15 minutes. You might have four possessions.
Right.
But like
McCarthy didn't come out with 30 seconds to go.
Right.
And down a field goal and lead his team to a win. I mean, when did they take the lead in the fourth quarter? Early.
I was looking at this list. I mean, there are some wild names, like active players that do have fourth quarter comebacks.
Oh.
Just horrible guys. You know, Mason Rudolph has two. Davis Mills has two. Anthony Richardson has two. Will Levis has two. Sam Howell has two. Jake Browning has two.
Richardson had one against May.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like Drew Locke, Mac Jones. Like, all these guys have them. But even, like, the rookie class, like, or the, I guess, second-year class. Like, Caleb Williams has a couple. Bo Nix has three. Jaden Daniels has four. So early on, and besides Daniels, you can debate how good or bad any of the other guys really are. But they have guys in the huddle that are like, remember, oh, yeah, that guy, we were down in the fourth quarter, and this was the quarterback that helped us win the game.
Now, to your point about it's, we're not talking about final 2 minutes or the final drive of a game. We're just talking about a fourth quarter comeback. The Vikings took the lead with 9:46 to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets credit for a fourth quarter. May doesn't even have one of those.
No.
Now he has
games. Anthony Richardson won.
He put
the
it.
Colts kept the ball for the last 6 minutes of the game. And
yeah,
scored.
And there are games like the Tennessee game where he
yeah,
came
felt
back
like it could
and,
have been.
And tied it up, mm-hmm. but then he mm-hmm. threw a boneheaded pick in overtime. Right. So, you know, there are games where maybe he could have. And he put the team in a good spot,
go
and the team didn't help
whatever.
Him. Yeah, so there's a lot of that. But already one game in, I don't know how you could have that level of belief. There's only one way to get it. Now, Twitch chat is pointing out.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Guys, he beat the Bears. The Bears! You played the Raiders.
Yeah, what? So what's the point? Or are they saying that like it doesn't
Bears
count?
Suck,
every win counts. It's the NFL. Well, like, they're bad teams.
The Raiders last year won 4 games. The Raiders the year before that won 8. The year before that, they won 6.
I think the Raiders last year had like the 25th defense, or was it maybe lower? They had one of the worst defenses in the league. And they have a new coach.
They have one
winning. Pete Carroll's a good defensive guy.
They have one winning season in their last 8. That's the Raiders. And so what? So fine. His win was against the Bears. They stink.
Earmuffs
back there, Brian, but they fine. You lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, no, I don't mean.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they get a lot. I don't think he gets. I'll give him credit for the win against the Bears. We can also say you should have beaten the Raiders. That's how I look at it.
If he has a fourth quarter comeback against the Dolphins this week, I don't want to wonder why they were down in the fourth quarter, but I'll give him credit for the fourth quarter comeback.
Take it.
670 The Score's Mullin Haugh is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haugh Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Paul is in Abington. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. If I had to put in order who I'm most confident about, right now I'd put Vrabel at top. I just don't – you could pick the other two out of a hat, and it's mainly because I don't know enough about Drake May yet. Nobody knows how good that guy is. We're 18 games into his career right now. McDaniels has really fallen backwards more than I would have ever thought, and his credibility's out the window, it seems. So I'm not really confident in all three parts, but I'll stay with Vrabel number one. The biggest thing you got to realize, everyone keeps talking about Drake May and how good he should be and how good he can be. He's 18 games into his career, and about fourth quarter comebacks, all that nature, they're not a good team yet. You need to give it time. And the biggest thing that goes against a quarterback in the NFL is how long the team continues to stink. That just ends up building on less and less confidence, I believe.
So they shouldn't stink this year, the Patriots. And they stunk week one. They shouldn't stink. If you're telling me I overrated them and they don't win the 9 games and make the playoffs like I predicted, or the 10 games and make the playoffs like Keith predicted, or the 11 that Taylor Kyles predicted them for. Like,
they're not out of it yet.
It's possible we overrated them. Fine. That's very possible. I acknowledge that. They shouldn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
They stunk week one. Mm-hmm. And May stunk might be too harsh, but he wasn't good.
Yeah, no, he... Right. I mean, he scored one touchdown against a team that's not great. So, like, he needs to be better than that. And he is obviously... They're all tied together, which is part of the, part of the question, too, or how you have to figure it out, All of their success is all kind of relying on each other a little bit. And that's why you're wondering, like, is it the right matchup, right? Because the last 5 years, it was obviously not. This year, like, you're right, like, each different version of it, like, whether it was Bill, Matt Patricia, Mac Jones, that wasn't it. Bill O'Brien, Mac Jones, that wasn't it. Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, Drake May, that wasn't it. Vrabel, McDaniels, May, at least on paper, seems light years ahead of those previous four.
Yeah.
But 1 week in, the results are the same as those previous four.
They look like Mayo's Patriots last year.
Yeah, they did.
That's 1 week. Now, now look, it's only 1 week, and I acknowledge that. Last year, the Patriots came out and beat Cincinnati in week one, and I was buying in on the Mayo stuff and like, okay, I was wrong about that. Maybe I'll be wrong about this too. But we're going off what we saw, and what we saw was nowhere near good enough. So perhaps that changes this weekend against the Dolphins.
670 The Score's Mullin Haugh is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haugh Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.